Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Nun Beis in Meseches Yuma is the status and definition of a Beis HaKnesses and the role of the Aron in defining its status, as well as the halachos of Mechitza, the requirement of having Mechitza between men and women in Shul. Our Gemara Nun Beis HaMebeis informs us tragically that Yoshio HaMelech, because he knew Klal Yisrael would go into Golos, I'm standing out and looking at the remnant of the last wall of the Har HaBayis from that Golos. And well, Yoshio knew that Klal Yisrael would go into Golos, so then he was Gones the Aron. In fact, the wall that I'm looking at, the Kosel HaMaravi, was only built, of course, by Herod during the Second Temple. During the Second Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was already Nignaz, and it wasn't returned, as our Gemara tells us, to its original place. And in fact, the Aron was not in its normal and desirous place, sitting in the Kodshei Kodashim. The Rambam has a very, very important comment in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that some of my great Rabbeim derived important halacha lemaises from the implication of this Rambam. The Rambam describes in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Beis HaBechira a history lesson. Ube'eshesh bana shlomas habayis v'yoda shesofa licharev, bana bo makom lignos bo aron. When Shlomo HaMelech knew that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, he also built caverns and crevices underneath the Beis HaMikdash to hide the Aron. Bitmonios amukos v'akalkolos v'yoshio HaMelech tziva v'gonzu b'makom shebana Shlomo. And Yoshio had it hidden over there. The source of this Rambam, of course, is today's Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal is quoted by Rav Shechter Shlita in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, and in truth, there are previous sources to this. In fact, it could very well be that the Rav corresponded with quite a few Talmidei Chachamim about this idea. Particularly, the topic comes up in the letters to the Brisker Rav at the end of Chidushei Agriz Alevi al Rambam. And one of those letters is from the Griz's nephew, Rav Soloveitchik, about the centrality of the Aron for Kedushas HaMikdash. And Rav Soloveitchik argued that the Rambam wasn't saying a history in Perek Dalet. The Gemara sometimes says history, but the Rambam was saying halachos. Our Gemara is not just teaching a history, but rather is teaching a halacha. The halacha being that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is dependent on the Aron. The Rav Soloveitchik used this for a lot of lamdus to explain why the Aron is not counted as one of the kelim. It's not a kli. It's not one of the utensils that is used in the Mikdash. The Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, revolves around Kedushas HaTorah. Kedusha of Klal Yisrael comes from one place, and that place is Kedushas HaTorah. Hence, Rav Shechter now goes a step further and says, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, one could see that Rishonim equate Kedushas Beis HaKnesses with Kedushas HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Yir HaMikdash. Some Rishonim, the Yireim, and others discuss whether it is modeled after Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Rav Shechter argued that Kedushas HaMikdash, which is dependent on Aron, is the same criterion for Kedushas Beis HaKnesses as well. A Beis HaKnesses that revolves around the Sefer Torah is revolving around the Kedusha, the Tashmishei Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, and the Aron becomes the defining characteristic of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Shechter also points out that that might be a machlokis between the Ran and the Ramban, of whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in Megillah, they discuss in the fourth parak, whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Kedusha of Tashmishei Kedusha or Tashmishei Mitzvah. If you say it's Tashmishei Kedusha, Rav Schechter had suggested that it could very well be that it's based on this idea, the Tashmishei Kedusha, that it all serves the Sefer Torah, which is the central part of the shul. In our Shiurim of Megillah, we wondered, if you look in the Ran, it seems to be that the Kedusha actually stems from the Tashmishei Kedusha of Dvarim Shebikdusha that are said there. The Ran doesn't seem to emphasize Kedushas Sefer Torah. However, the Yesod from Rav Soloveitchik, even if one can debate whether it fits into the Ran, is a beautiful Yesod and it has many, many applications. Based on this, in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Schechter goes on to say that that becomes the defining characteristic of whether a shul requires a mechitza. The halacha mechitza we see from the Gemara in Sukkah is a halacha in Migdash, that in the Beis HaMigdash they built, during the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a mechitza. Many poskim elaborate on this idea, that there is not a requirement of mechitza to separate men and women all the time. Obviously, it takes a lot of forethought and cheshbon hanefesh to maintain kedusha in Klal Yisrael, but the requirement of, and that forethought is necessary, the requirement of mechitza, nevertheless, is a halacha, many argue, in Migdash. If that would be so, how do we decide whether an area has a status of Migdash? Rav Schechter says, you look at Aron. If it has an aron, and it's an area that's used in a common context as a shul, then the halacha is that it requires kedushas hamigdash, and therefore would require a mechitza. In saying over this Torah to another great Rebbe of mine, Rav Nevensal Shlita, Rav Nevensal pointed out to me that Rashi in Sukkah describes, on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, instances where they would bring, in ancient times, a Sefer Torah to a shul from a safe room. In those days, it was hard to maintain a safe in what was the Beis HaKnesses. So Rashi describes, obviously it's a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, how it should be done. That's what Rashi is discussing. Carrying a Sefer Torah from the safe room to the Beis HaKnesses. In fact, when we went to visit ancient shuls, we saw that the shuls really had two different rooms. One was the area for the Beis HaKnesses, and then there was a small room that, and we noticed there was no area of an aron, no crevice in the front wall that one would expect from today's Batei Knesios that indicated there was an aron there, but rather there was a separate room that it seemed that the Sifrei Kedusha, including, it seems, the Sifrei Torah, were kept. For that reason, Rav Nevensal Shlita said that either using the definition of those who say that Dvarim Shebikdusha are said in the Beis HaKnesses, if one dedicates that makom for that, and it's been designated, so then it will have Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, or it's an area, according to other Rishonim, that's designated for the mitzvah of tefillah, then it has Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And then in such a case, a mechitza would be required, even if it does not have an aron. The crux of the question over here, halacha lemaisa, is do we learn the amazing phenomenon that we see from our Gemara, that Yoshio went out of his way to be nignaz, the aron, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where the aron originally was, so that Kedushas HaMikdash could be maintained, because Kedushas HaMikdash is dependent on the aron? Does that also teach us the halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses today? Or do we say that there are other characteristics, namely, it's used for Tashmishei Kedusha of Dvarim Shebikdusha that Baruch Hu and Kedusha said there, and therefore it has a status of Tashmishei Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, or it has a status of Tashmishei Mitzvah because it's used for Tefillah in general? That is a machlokas Rishonim, and it would, according to Rav Nevensal Shlita, it would still have the status of a Beis HaKnesses, even if there isn't an Aron, and it, on those places, according to Rav Nevensal, there would still be a Chiyuv of Mechitza, even if an Aron it was not there. According to Rav Schechter Shlita's understanding, the way I understood from the Eretz HaTzvi, I don't recall if I was ever Zocha to discuss with him this topic, but what seems from the Eretz HaTzvi is that the halacha of the Aron Kodesh would define and characterize Kedushas Beis HaKnesses just like it characterizes Kedushas HaMikdash. This concludes the halacha from Yuma, Daf Nun Beis.